cross the bridge and go to the left!
Everyone needs to move south of the bridge. You are criminally trespassing being on the bridge. You will be arrested for criminal trespass, and munitions will be utilized to effect those arrests. Move to the south of the bridge to avoid this.
On the night of Sunday, November 20th, No Dapl peaceful protesters were subject to some of the strongest police brutality which the almost 10-month-long movement has seen. The 18-hour standoff between police and protesters, which lasted from 4 p.m. on Sunday until almost noon the next day, began when people decided to remove a three-week-old police barricade of Highway 1806, the road which runs next to the camps.
These are tactics that the U.S. military has been using against indigenous communities since first contact, and, you know, not just the U.S. cavalry, but even before, when this was not yet the United States. So these are tactics to, you know, exterminate people. And they continue the cultural genocide, the environmental genocide that's being perpetrated, all to protect the interests of big oil and corporations that extract from the earth. We are beyond that kind of extraction economy, and we need to move into a more sustainable economy that supports all life.
Now, two lawsuits are being filed against the Morton County Police Department for excessive use of force, after they greeted peaceful protesters in full riot gear and shot rubber bullets, bean bags, tear gas canisters, and concussion grenades into the crowd, and used water cannons on people in sub-zero temperatures. Colorado attorney Angela Bibbins, who volunteers with the legal collective at Standing Rock, believes that their use of force was unlawful and put people's lives at risk.
What I can tell you about rubber bullets is that they might not kill you. That doesn't mean that they aren't lethal. I think that's the thing that Morton County would like the world to believe, and certainly those police departments who have accumulated these kinds of militarized weapons would like that propaganda to be spread. But I can tell you from the injuries that have been perpetrated against water protectors that there's certainly a high risk of lethality, especially in conditions that what we saw on Sunday after people had been sprayed with water cannons in 23-degree temperatures. So people were already cold, exposed, wet, hypothermic, and then were battered with mace to the point where they lost bodily function, had vomited at the front lines. One person went into an epileptic seizure. One person, an elder, lost consciousness at the front lines, fortunately was revived by medics, but is still struggling. And the bean bags that, you know, they sound innocuous. They sound like a child's toy, but there's nothing childish or toy, you know, there's no toying around with them. They are like lead coated with plastic that can come at you at an alarming rate and cause some serious damage, not just soft tissue damage, but can really, be a beating.
As Angela and I spoke, we could hear one of the four unmarked surveillance planes circling very low to the ground and above the camp.
I can tell you from a personal perspective, having slept in the legal tent and been in camp almost continuously for 3 months, that it's alarming the way that we are surveyed, that it's nonstop, that sometimes we get a break at night, but then it'll start up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I think it's really just to sort of create fear and chaos. And some people, like myself at this point, I'm kind of used to it. But, you know, that night, Sunday, there was a gray plane with no lights and no markings that flew over this camp for hours. Was it a DAPL plane? Was it law enforcement? I don't know. I know that there are folks, you know, smarter than me, who have more resources, that are doing those investigations. But it's definitely a huge concern that there's so much surveillance going on at this camp.
Water protectors are subjected to a number of around-the-clock surveillance tactics. In addition to the unmarked airplanes, floodlights from the Doppel construction site and police surveillance sites keep the Ocheti Chacoan camp bright, even in the middle of the night. Police also use cell phone jamming and international mobile subscriber identity catchers, otherwise known as MC catchers, in order to obtain data from cell phones and eavesdrop on telephone calls. Tech activist and founder of the group Support the Revolution, Terrence Daniels, and the volunteer IT team at Standing Rock are working against these surveillance measures to create a secure connection at the camp.
Look, our opponents are very uninspired, right? They're a one-trick pony. They've got violence and that's it, right? We've got an entire, you know, all the minds of the world can come up with much better ideas than that. So we're trying to show that, you know, you can enter a market and, or, you know, look at a problem and start thinking of solutions and ways that we can work together to fix those solutions and not just carpet bombing each other. They've used every single kind of jamming and surveillance, you know, equipment that they could at this very moment. If you notice, they fly the planes over. They do, you know, it's not like they're hiding that they're doing surveillance of us. That's just one of the tools in 2016 that the police use. Like they use all of the other, they've got an MRAD sitting down there. They've got all sorts of toys and, you know, tools that they use against us.
These items include a long-range acoustic device, which is capable of causing permanent damage to someone's ears if they're within range.
When you talk about our government, like really you're using items that are going to ruin everybody that's been exposed to that, right? It has permanent damage to their ears on unarmed American citizens. Like that's not logical. That's not the way our country should have went.
Despite the surveillance tactics and threats of police violence and arrest, protesters and volunteers alike choose to stay and fight the pipeline.
We're going to put our lives down to try to prevent that. We're going to remain peaceful because with that, we are going to win. It's already done. It's not going to happen. Something's going to happen between now and then. A big miracle, something big is going to happen. There's a lot of shifts going on, and there's a lot of forces involved, and we're aware of those forces, but they're also on our side. We have the side of creation, so we're going to win. We know this. We take comfort in that, and that's why we stick around. We're not going nowhere.